When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by the one, the only Michael Rappaport.
How are you? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. I really should just say Pickle is in the house. What's going on? You know, when I think of Michael Rappaport, I think of comedian, actor, fellow podcaster, outspoken on TikTok and Twitter, Bravo super fan. I don't think of a singer. How did you get involved in this? And what was this experience like for you?
The experience was so much fun. It was frightening at first. Talked to the producers about doing the show. I said yes very quickly and then realized what I had committed to. And then knew very quickly that there was no time to be shy or bashful. And I had to start practicing and rehearsing and, you know, getting comfortable, which was very abrupt. And I'm a lot more shy than people would suspect. You know, ultimately it was one of the most fun things I've ever gotten to do. It was fun. It was exciting. It was, you know, exhilarating, performing in front of live audience in a Pickle costume, singing Pinball Wizard and Beverly Hills, respectfully, you know, in that context was crazy. I wanted to win. I wanted to win. I will be honest. It was like a blow to the stomach when I lost, but I gave it all that I had. And, you know, I'm really proud of what I was able to do.
Once this starts to like get out there to the people, you know, which of your famous friends do you think is going to give you, you know, the most flack or the most praise once people find out that you were Pickle?
Well, I'm only expecting friends to give me praise as I'm expecting the world to give me praise because, you know, I didn't know at 53 that I had a voice of an angel, but now I know and the world knows. So, you know, I only expect people to be excited about what's to come for Michael Rappaport as a singer, a song and dance man. That's all I'm expecting is what's to become of you know, and Luann de la Saps, the Countess, who I love reality TV. You know, she has a you know, a show. She has a singing show. And who knows, I might, you know, I'm performing live doing stand-up comedy, but I might have to implement, you know, song and dance into that show.
I think you might have to meet. Look, she's at 54 Below this December. You're a New Yorker. I know you're on tour with your own Michael Rappaport comedy through the end of the year. You're in Chicago on the 20th and 21st, but maybe you and Luann will end up back in New York around the same time and you can make an appearance at 54 Below with Luann.
You know, the Rolling Stones are doing some, there's a lot of options, and I'm not going to confirm or deny anything, but there's a lot of opportunities as this singer being thrown my way. That's all I can say at this point. The holidays are almost here. I mean, who wouldn't want a Michael Rappaport holiday album? That's really the question. It's like, not who wants it, it's who would not like a Michael Rappaport holiday album or a Michael Rappaport disco-themed holiday album. It's all being discussed, and everything is on the table as we speak.
You see what The Masked Singer can lead to? What, I mean, you did sing the Hue and the Who and, you know, Weezer. You know, what type of, like, what's on your iPod? Like, who are your favorites?
Well, I mean, I love all my hip-hop. I grew up, you know, hip-hop. I grew up with disco, grew up with classic rock. You know, those are my main, you know, I love my jazz. I love my reggae. Hip hop is probably the thing I listen to the most because I work out to it. Then there's like all my 70s, you know, soul, and then my 60s and 70s rock. I took on the spirit, as you can tell, I don't need to tell you, I took on the spirit of Mick Jagger in the pickle costume. He was my muse. And you know, Gimme Shelter by the Rolling Stones was definitely like, you know, getting me amped up because I was like, this is how nuts I was. I was literally like, I am Mick Jagger. I'm Mick Jagger. I'm Mick Jagger in a pickle costume singing Pinball Wizard by The Who. That's where my head was at come performance number one.
Well, this is why you should have won. You took it very seriously here on The Masked Singer.
Those are your words. You're not the only one who's saying I should have won. Those are your words. And listen, this will be debated. This will be discussed forever. Whether or not there's a recount, a lot of things are being thrown around right now.
A lot of things are being thrown around. Well, listen, you mentioned Luann and you are a Bravo aficionado. When I need to get, you know, what is going on Bravo, I turn to you. You shared the same season as the one and only Mr. Tom Sandoval. Like, did you know he was the diver? What are your thoughts?
I didn't know he was the diver. When I found out he was the diver, I shat. I was tripping the fuck out that Sandoval was there. And, you know, backstage, everybody's masked up. I could have been chilling with Sandoval for days. And that was the one thing that I was like, fuck, man, if we had known Sandoval, like he was, his trailer was near mine, but I didn't know that. And I am in the middle of rewatching the entire Vanderpump Rules series now. So everything that's led up to Scandival, rewatching all of Vanderpump Rules right now, rethinking it, reimagining it, on my way to BravoCon this year. BravoCon's 3 days. I'll be in Vegas 5 days because I'm preparing to go to BravoCon before I even get to BravoCon. I was as excited and disappointed and enthralled and all the emotions that anybody else would have had. Number one, sharing the stage with Tom Sandoval. And number two, realizing that I missed an opportunity to chill with Tom Sandoval. All that was playing when I saw he was the diver.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
This summer, the world must answer one question. Why has no one made a popsicle that gets you high yet?
That's right, it's summer, and it's time for you to get your hands on America's new favorite product, Danksicles. 20 milligrams of THC in 2 great flavors, the latest and greatest innovation from IndiCloud. Is IndiCloud the greatest company to come out of America? Maybe.
But what we do know for sure is that IndiCloud is the best way to get dispensary-grade cannabis delivered directly to your door, 100% legally. Yes, they ship legally to all states. No medical card needed. Whether it's vapes as big as your head, flowers you won't find in your mom's garden, or of course, popsicles that get you high as what are you waiting for? Go to IndiCloud.co/spring24 and get discreet delivery on top shelf THC products. Head over to IndiCloud.co/spring24. That's co.com to snag 30% off your first order.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
You guys know that I'm so busy and I'm running around and I certainly don't have time to go to the grocery store. That's why I turned to HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-proportioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. There's no more grocery store. There's no more spending hours determining what you're going to cook for dinner. Everything just shows up and it's all self-explanatory. And I love that you have over 40 recipes to choose from every week. So there's no getting bored and there's always something delicious to discover with HelloFresh. Did you know you can also save money? HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery store shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout. So there's actually going to be less stress in your day and you're going to have more money in your pocket. Some of my favorite meals from this past week, oh my God, the onion crunch chicken and the Szechuan pork noodle stir fry. So good. Go to HelloFresh.com/50VelvetRope and use code 50VelvetRope for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/50VelvetRope and use code 50VelvetRope for 50% off plus free shipping. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Do you guys have a great summer in the sun? Maybe a little too much fun? It's no secret that UV rays can take a toll on our skin, leaving it dry, tired, and less vibrant. If you want to hit the undo button on UV-induced aging, say hello to OneSkin. OneSkin is your secret weapon against the summer's toll on your skin. I use OneSkin every day on my face. I've used so many other products that haven't worked, so I went into my relationship with OneSkin very jaded, but man, my skin is so replenished, it's so soft, and I actually see results. Scientists have shown that it can actually reverse the biological age of skin by several years in their groundbreaking research. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. OneSkin addresses skin health at the molecular level, targeting the root causes of aging so skin behaves, feels, and appears younger. It's time to get started with your new face, eye, and body routine at a discounted rate today. Get 15% off with code VELVET at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off at OneSkin.co with code VELVET. We only have one body, one skin, and only you can choose to make it better. Age healthy with OneSkin. All of you who listen to this podcast on the regular know two things about me. I love reality TV and I love coffee. I mean, how many cups of coffee do I drink on average here per show? 3? But what you guys may not know is that the only coffee I love is Starbucks. I love everything about a Starbucks. Do you know that I'm such a regular here in East Hampton at my Starbucks that in the morning when I go in, I don't even have to speak to them. They literally make my drink as I'm standing in line and hand it to me when I go to pay. Now, as we head into the fall, my normal fall drink is usually the pumpkin spice latte. But this fall, I need to tell you guys about the Iced Apple Crisp. This new drink is an iced apple crisp oat milk shaken espresso. Yum. Just let that sink in. Do you know how good this is? It's made with blonde espresso, creamy oat milk, and spiced apple flavors. Oh my God. You could sit back and you can enjoy all autumn long. So you guys have to try this and let me know what you think. And listen, order ahead on the Starbucks app. That's right. Order ahead before you get there on the Starbucks app and enjoy. If you knew and you got a chance to chill with him, what's the one thing you would have asked him?
There's not one. I can't answer that question. There's not one thing. There, I have so many questions, and as bad as things, here's my Sandoval Vanderpump Rules take. As bad as things and as bad as his behavior was in season 10, if you look back, and I am looking back slowly, Tom Sandoval with the guys and the crew was trying. He's been the guy that has always tried to keep the group together. Now, ultimately, he blew it up. But there's no excusing what he did. But my reality TV stars, whether it's Bravo, Housewives, or Vanderpump, I appreciate the bad guys. Because without the bad guys or bad girls, bad women, we have no show. So he's taking it on the chin. Schwartz should be thanking him because Schwartz, am I going too much down a rabbit hole here for your audience? You guys are cool with this?
Michael, you don't understand. My audience would like to hear you talk about this for the next 7 hours. And I am not even exaggerating to you. This is a Bravo 99% podcast. We love The Masked Singer. It's also the best show ever.
Let me just say this. Schwartz should be lucky. Schwartz should be lucky that Sandoval and the Scandoval came out, because what he was doing to Katie in Mexico and frolicking around and the making out with the Rachel, a.k.a. Raquel, a.k.a. that Bambi-eyed bitch, he would have been cast. He would have been cast away somewhere had Scandoval not happened. So he should really be happy that whole thing happened, because that took the brunt of the attention away from him. So that being said, I am literally right now at episode 10, season 10. We've rewatched the entire thing for the last 3 months. So I was bugging out. I was fucking tripping out when he got kicked off. And I realized I was that close to Sandoval, because I would have talked to him about all of it.
All of it. I mean, look, first of all, they should all thank him. We have Jax back on our screen. But do you think Raquel is making a huge mistake with Rachel by not coming back? I mean, she's not back next season.
I think, to be in all seriousness, I think it's better for Rachel, her personally, not to come back. She doesn't seem equipped to come back. And you know, as much fun as we have, you know, at a certain point, if you need to tap out, you need to tap out. And she seems like she needs to tap out. So if she's not really cut out for going forward, you know, we have enough. And who knows what's around the corner, and the Kristen Doty's of the world, and you know, the Jax Taylors of the world, and what we have going forward. I mean, we still have the core crew, the DJ James Kennedys of the world, and so forth and so on, respectfully.
We still have that. I mean, what do you think? This really is a true question. What is going on? Because I am so confused. My audience is so confused. What is going on between Kyle and Mauricio and Morgan Wade? I really don't know.
I think what's going on is what's going on. I think that they're broken up. I think that they've had an incredible relationship for many years. They built a beautiful family. They've built huge, successful businesses together. They've lived a life together. And unfortunately, you know, sometimes things come to an end. I wish them nothing but the best. I will say selfishly, and I'm sure every single person watching this, we hope it all plays out when Beverly Hills comes back.
The trailer looks really good.
It looks fantastic.
It looks they're going to have another great season on Beverly Hills. Before we move on from Bravo, again, my audience and me could spend 3 hours talking to you about this, but I'm being respectful of your time and we have to shout out The Masked Singer again. What do you think of Bethany's reality reckoning? I mean, this is all over the place. I'm curious as to what you think.
I think that her reality reckoning is a self-fulfilling prophecy. I think that she wants her name and her face attached to it. I have been on record calling her the Michael Jordan of Housewives, but now she might be the Sammy Sosa of Housewives, or the Barry Bonds of Housewives, or the Lance Armstrong of Housewives. And everything she's done might need an asterisk next to it. As great as she was on Bravo as a housewife, doesn't mean she's as good as a TikToker, doesn't mean she's as good as an Instagrammer or a YouTuber, but we can never take away the joy she gave us on Bravo. Her best work has been done on Bravo. She created an empire, and that's all I could say is that I her TikToking is not as good as she was on. And you know, and honestly, who is she to, you know, talk about problematic behavior from the great Andy Cohen and problematic questions? First of all, it is a show. Even though it's a reality show, we do know that these are adults, and it is a show. And you know, there just seems to be more behind it than her caring about. I mean, she had Rachel, aka Raquel, aka that Bambi had B word on her podcast, and she never saw an episode of Vanderpump. That's like me coming on here and you like, what do you do for, like, oh, I heard you're a comedian actor. I'd be like, what the fuck? Why am I here? So, you know, she's a smart businesswoman. Nobody could say that Bethany's not smart.
Nobody could say Bethany's not smart. And she is best as a housewife. And now I'm not so sure that Andy Cohn, your good friend, is rolling out the red carpet for her to come back anytime soon.
Oh, the show goes on. New York is as much as I will, as much as I want to continue to see the big three, the big four, respectfully, the great Dorinda Medley, the Countess, so Luann de la Sapp, Ramona Singer, and of course, Sonia Morgan on TV. And we need to keep the four of them on Bravo somehow, some way. Shout out to Crappy Lake. The show goes on and the housewives go on, and some seasons are better than other seasons. But the life of a reality, a Real Housewives franchise will continue to grow and blossom. And sometimes the trees will be, you know, bigger, sometimes it'll be smaller, but the show and the garden continues to sprout.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
If you would have told me a few months ago I would become an expert on women's shapewear and women's bras, I would have told you you were. But thanks to Honey Love, that's all changed. I mean, ladies, there's nothing worse than suffering from an uncomfortable bra. Am I right? Well, thankfully, Honey Love has revolutionized the bra game. I've sent Honey Love to all of our guest co-hosts and many of my housewife friends, and they agree. Honey Love's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for underwire without sacrificing lift. They're made from fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. You know, after a long day at work, you get home and you immediately want to take off your bra. Well, listen, with Honey Love, you'll never experience that again. They're so comfortable, you'll actually forget you're wearing a bra. You may even sleep in your bra. Their best-selling crossover bra is so comfortable, it's sure to be your new go-to. So treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/velvet. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/velvet. After you purchase, they ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. It's time to ditch the underwire for good, thanks to Honey Love. I found it so tough this fall to fit working out into my schedule. I've been so busy. And let's face it, working out can be actually really boring. All of that changed for me with the Peloton bike. The Peloton bike motivates me to actually work out. So skipping my workouts is totally a thing of the past. I love the Peloton bike and Bike Plus because there is an endless variety of exercise options. I never get bored. I now actually look forward to my workouts. I never thought I would be saying that. Peloton is not just a class. It's a fitness entertainment mashup. I find myself singing along, screaming. I can't recommend this enough, you guys. Don't take my word for it. Do you know that 90% of Peloton households that join at the start of the year are still active 12 months later? It's unbelievable. Look, if you're still unsure, I've got something for you. Try the Peloton Bike or Bike Plus free for 30 days. Not for you? Return it for a full refund. Find your zone with a 30-day worry-free home trial of Peloton bikes. Visit onepeloton.com/home-trial. Absolutely. Well, I know all about what you do. Like I said, I don't know why Bethany is interviewing someone she doesn't know anything about. You know, you've been in so many of my favorite shows, Keeping It in the Fox Family for a second. Huge shout out to Prison Break. one of the best shows ever.
Yeah.
But one of your first comedic roles was on Friends. You know, at that point, that really was like one of your first roles in a comedy. Like, did you learn anything from any one of those six in particular, or just from your time on Friends?
I mean, they make what they did on Friends look easy. They're very specific. The physical comedy of Jennifer Aniston, the physical comedy of all of them, they were all great comedic actors. And they took chances, they took risks. They did it, made a show that, you know, you that's lightning in a bottle times, you know, 1,000, but they were made what they did look very easy. And those weeks that I was there watching them rehearse and find the jokes and dig for the joke and push for the joke, I remember that. And they were all very gracious and encouraging. And that's not always the case when you go on other people's show. That's not always the case. They were awesome to be with and wanted to see me do well and to make me feel comfortable in their environment.
That's great. Well, I loved you as one of the temporary co-hosts on Wendy Williams when she was out. How do you think Sherry Shepherd is doing? Are you watching? How do you think she's doing?
I'm not watching. I'm sure she's doing well. You know, I love doing a Wendy Williams show. I love hosting it, guest hosting it. I had a ball doing it. Again, you know, I think doing the Wendy Williams show definitely got me ready to do Masked Singer, because there's nothing like live television. There is nothing like live audience and with cameras and stakes and political correctness. And, you know, I like to F shit. You know, fuck, piss, shit. All those things, doing Wendy definitely made me more comfortable for what I was able to do on Masked Singer, to be honest, just technically.
What do you like best? Like I said, you are in Chicago on the 20th and 21st. You're literally on tour for the rest of this year throughout the US. Like, what do you like best about doing your stand-up and being in front of a live audience?
The interaction, the energy of a live crowd is like nothing else. The unpredictability of a live show is like nothing else. The challenge of comedy, pushing myself to be creative and to use the time on stage, you know, to be unique and to be creative and to be energetic. All those things I love about it.
Is there, now that you have done The Masked Singer, in addition to, you know, maybe this comedy, you know, music album that you're working on and starring with Luann, like, is there a part of this business you haven't done? You've done so much of this business.
There's tons of things I haven't done. I haven't directed a movie. There's plenty of acting goals that I have. You know, I would love to continue to do something in the reality space because I'm such a fan, in all seriousness. And I just want to continue to, you know, take every opportunity, and do the very, very best I can, because, I don't take them for granted.
That makes a lot of sense. Well, like I said, you're going to be on, you know, you're going to be out touring for the rest of the year. Two final questions before you wrap up. I assume if Masked Singer asked you to do this again, maybe we'll have an All-Stars, let's bring them back. You feel like you should have won. I assume you would say yes to this again.
I would definitely say yes to it again. I do feel like I should have won. No disrespect to the other competitors. But yeah, I had fun doing it.
And final question, if you could bring back one Real Housewife that is not currently on now, we could go Beverly Hills, Jersey.
Portia. Got to bring Portia back to Atlanta. We need Portia back to Atlanta. And I would like to see the big four of New York in Real Housewives, of some version of Real Housewives of New York. But I would say right now, Portia in New York, and Portia in Atlanta, I'm missing her a lot. I also want to tell you real quickly, The Golden Bachelor is shockingly better than I thought.
100%.
Very, very good. Very, very good show. The stakes are almost too high for me.
I am so invested. Once Matt James's mother got involved, I'm like, no, this is Matt James's mother. Step away. You can't let her go. It's too early.
You sent her home. He sent her home off the top. But it was, I'm enjoying that way more than I didn't think I was going to like it, but it's really good.
I'm shocked myself. And would you bring Lisa Rinna back to Beverly Hills?
100%. I'd bring Lisa Rinna back to Beverly Hills. Yes, definitely. I would love Lisa Rinna. Come on, Lisa Rinna, cut the shit. Come back to Beverly Hills. You know what Beverly Hills did to the second part of your career. She's had a great career as an actress. come back to Beverly Hills and have a good time. Everybody just relax here.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I've wanted to talk to you for so long. I'm a huge fan of all your work. Love your podcast. Love your Bravo stuff. Loved you on The Masked Singer. I want to see you back. And thank you so much. And everyone needs to buy tickets. I'll share your link for your comedy for the rest of the year. I really appreciate this.
And if you chop up any of these clips, DM me and I'll post them, because any of these reality, I don't know how you do your part, but if you send it to me, you could DM me and I'll repost them, because this is, I know we're kind of dumb, but I never have an outlet, you know, to talk housewives, because it's such a specific thing. Sometimes like I want to talk about it and I can't. So
did you know this was such a huge Bravo podcast before coming on it? I mean, you don't have to say yes. I wanted to
I didn't. But I'm checking. I'm looking right now as you speak. But like, honestly, if you chop anything up, tag me and I'll definitely repost it.
Okay, I appreciate it. This audience will hang on literally every word you just
said.
Yeah, really.
That's what I'm
it.
Saying. So I love to be able to articulate my reality stuff.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you for The Masked Singer, and keep in touch. I'll definitely
Thank
tag you.
You.
Take
for
care.
Sure. All right.
Bye. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me, and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.